This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Today we continue our study of Psalm 103. If you remember, we spent an inordinate amount of time on verse 13. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him, for he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. And then we moved on to verses 15 and 16. But today, we come to verse 17, and it says this: But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children. O Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name that I am able to communicate your words and not mine. Father, that you will bless your people as they listen to this broadcast, that you will bless your people as they take in your words. I pray that in Jesus' mighty name. But the love of the Lord, say that with me, but the love of the Lord remains forever. Beloved, if you ever thought that you had done something wrong, that you could never be forgiven for, I will tell you this as a caveat to what I'm saying. The Lord will never stop loving you, but he will not forgive you if you don't forgive those who have hurt you or offended you in some way. He will not forgive you. His word is very clear on that. If you go to Matthew, go to the 6th chapter with me real quick, and go to verse 14, and you will see there what Jesus says. He says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Listen, and I have just noticed this. It's amazing. I have just noticed this. In that particular verse, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But watch what Jesus says if you don't forgive. He says, but if you refuse to forgive others, your Father, and there's the important words right there, your Father, say that with me, my Father, say it again, my Father, will not forgive your sins. In other words, Jesus is saying, the Lord remains your Father. That never changes. That never ever alters. And that is why the word is saying very clearly here, but the love of the Lord remains forever. Even if you don't forgive, he's still your Father. Jesus has just told you that. Your Father will not forgive you. And so therefore, to get right with Almighty God, to get right with your Father, you do need to forgive. But watch, his love never stops. So if you're having a problem forgiving someone, then he's not forgiving you at the moment. That's true. But he still loves you. He still loves you and adores you. It's very clear to see, but the love of the Lord remains forever. Watch, with those who fear him. In other words, if you are in awe of Almighty God, if you worship Almighty God, not fear in the sense of the word of being scared, but if you will, to be completely and utterly gobsmacked with who God is and what God has done for you, to be completely in awe and, oh my goodness me, Lord, what you have done for me, the things you have done for me. But Father, I'm having such problems here trying to forgive. The reason I'm harping on about forgiveness is I know that someone listening to this broadcast is having a real problem with forgiveness. In the first hour, we looked at anger, and I know that you were released from that anger. I know you were. And now you need to be released from forgiveness. You need to be able to forgive so that we can move on. And your Father can be your Father all the same. He can love you all the same. But any time you go to your Father and say, Lord, forgive me, I've done wrong, He's going to forgive you instantly. Why? Because you are free of forgiveness in your own heart. You know, when you are locked in unforgiveness, you're chained up. And unforgiveness produces bitterness. Now, any psychologist will tell you that. Any psychologist worth their salt will tell you just that. That unforgiveness produces bitterness. And unforgiveness before Almighty God will bring bitterness into your life. And that is exactly what Satan wants. That is what the evil one wants. He wants to hold you back in unforgiveness. That person has done something to you so bad. It's so awful what that person has done, and you can't forgive. And you're saying, I will never forgive you for what you've done. You have declared a curse right there. But even through that, your heavenly Father still loves you. Psalm 103 tells you so. But the love of the Lord remains. It doesn't go anywhere. It stays right there. But the love of the Lord remains forever for those who fear Him. And you need to be rid of this unforgiveness in your heart. Someone's done something to you so terrible. And you know, it could well be your own father, your earthly father. In actual fact, the person I'm thinking, that is exactly where the problem lies. So when the word father is mentioned, you shiver. So when the word heavenly father is mentioned in any way at all, you say you cannot conceive it. You cannot understand what a heavenly father is, because you cannot understand why an earthly father would hurt you the way he has. But beloved, you have God on your side now. All you have to do is set it aside. Set it to one side. Maybe you cannot forgive your father with your emotion, I beg your pardon. Maybe it's impossible. You're waiting for that lovely, warm, gushy feeling to come over you where you can forgive. You'll be waiting forever for that. We are not going to forgive with our emotion. We are going to forgive with our decision. Say that after me. I will not forgive with my emotion. I will forgive with my decision. Say it again. I will not forgive with my emotion. I will forgive with my decision. And you are going to make a decision right now that with your will, you are going to forgive that person you need to forgive. And when I say that person, you can't even say the person's name. And the person may well be your father. But God can help you there too. You don't even need to say the person's name. As we pray this prayer in a moment, you're going to say, with my will, I forgive. That's it. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, I have heard your word, and I'm going to obey your word. With my will, I forgive. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That is fantastic. Father, I pray for that person right now in Jesus' name. And I believe, Lord, that that person had a problem forgiving their father, their own earthly father. Lord God Almighty, I pray now in Jesus' name, your love would pour into that person and they would know that they would know what a true father is and what you are as a father, as a daddy. For you are our Father, Lord. In Jesus' name. The verse goes on, his salvation extends to the children's children. That is awesome. If you have given your heart to Almighty God, know this, beloved. It says here that his salvation over your life, what he does in your life, will extend to your grandchildren. Not only your children, but your grandchildren. His salvation extends to the children's children's. That is incredible. Father God, I want to pray now in Jesus' name for our children. And I want to pray also, Father, for our grandchildren. And if we don't have grandchildren, then Lord, they are to come. I pray in Jesus' name for the salvation of all of our children and all of our grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen and amen. Father, you are awesome. You are so awesome. And Lord, each time I bring a word, I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your name, because it is not by my mouth, it is by your glory. I'll say that again. It is not by my mouth, but it is by your glory as your glory falls. And as you penetrate the hearts of your beloved people, that is why, Lord, you will always have the glory. It is all about you, Jesus, and it's not about me. And for that, I give you praise, and I give you honor, and I give you glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.